hominy grits.
What's that?
Well, I don't like it. I don't eat it.
Is that different from just grits, or?
Yeah, I would think it would be different because people that like grits don't eat hominy grits or hominy.
Hominy grits and hominy are the same thing?
Well, you got corn, like you said. It's, they call hominy, I guess. I can't remember if they call it hominy kernel corn or what. But it's more or less a white corn.
Is hominy grits whole, or is that ground up?
I think basically they ground up same as other. I'm not that familiar.
What about something that, I don't think it grows right around here. It may have gone wild, but it's a starch. It's made from a grain. It grows in wet places.
No, I don't
Well,
recall.
It would be real common to get it at the store or something. It's just a grain about this big starchy food. People in China and Japan eat it a lot.
It would be rash.
Okay. Does that grow around here?
No, not that I know of.
And say if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell someone, would you just...
smell of that or sniff it?
Okay. You say, this is an imitation maple syrup.
This is the real thing.
Or this is
This is genuine syrup.
And if you were buying something wholesale, like several hundred pounds at a time, you say you were buying it in...
quantities.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?
No, I don't guess so. Because, like I said, we didn't buy most of ours. We made ourselves.
Do you ever hear people say buying something in bulk or in
bulk?
Huh?
Buck, B-U-L-K, buck. Buck quantities.
Uh-huh. What sort of things would you buy in bulk?
Well, flour. I could say sugar, but not now. Cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Grits. That's about the extent of it as far as my way of eating or cooking. Those few items would pretty well do the trick.
What did people used to make to, maybe out of apples, that sweet spread that you could put on toast or biscuits?
Apple jelly.
Okay. And what you'd have on the table to season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
And there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
Well, he should tell you, thanks for the apple, or could I have an apple, please?
Okay. He said he doesn't live here. He lives...
over yonder.
And you tell someone, don't do it that way. Do it...
this way.
And you don't have any money at all. You say, you're not rich. You're...
broke.
Or if you've never had any money, you're...
poor.
And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child. What, father was rich. Next door was a child.
Didn't had anything they wanted.
Well, talking about his father being rich, though. Next door was a child.
Well, it was wealthy.
Uh-huh. What would you say, whose father was rich, or that his father was rich, or how would you say that?
I'd say that mom and daddy was rich. They get anything they want.
And someone has a lot of peach.